Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Pensacola's Austin Price in with us today. Chris Bryan here. Having a good Labor Day, enjoying myself today. Weather looking great. Austin goes over that with you in just a few minutes here. Also taking care of that traffic situation. In case you're coming off the island, you'll know a little bit more about what's going on traffic-wise when Austin gets through with you in just a few seconds. Yeah. Hey, but now let's go ahead. Look into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, a summer, well, it's officially or unofficially over, however you look at it. And the Blue Angels air shows have just a few months left in the 25 season. To see them practice, all you have to do is visit the National Naval Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola. Four dates remaining. Here they are, September 9th, 10th, 16th, and 23rd. Go there, George.
Number two.
And Pensacola Beach businesses report increased tourist numbers but reduced spending this season. Hospitality workers note fewer customers as visitors aren't reaching restaurants. Rising business costs are impacting profits, and many say that sales are down.
Number three.
Okay, Florida Power and Light opposes a rate proposal from consumer advocacy groups, urging the Florida Public Service Commission to deny it. The proposal would cut FPL's original revenue request by about a third. Meanwhile, the Florida Office of Public Counsel objects to a proposed FPL rate that would raise revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029, calling the increase excessive.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we've gotten some reaction to the recent acquittal of a Santa Rosa County father who was charged after allegedly holding an Uber driver at gunpoint. Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was found not guilty last week, and he said he wants an apology from law enforcement for the charges that were filed against him. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says Hollenbeck's charges weren't conjured out of nothing, as a judge saw reason to go forward with them, but that ultimately the jury got to pick. Hollenbeck was originally charged with aggravated assault with a weapon and had his, he said that his training had kicked in after finding out that his, teenage daughters he saw getting out of an unknown vehicle.
Okay, Saturday football season's kicked off, bringing families and friends together to support local youth teams. But with increased crowds at parks, Scambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says they're ramping up security at those games.
We're going to put the cameras out there just to hopefully act as a deterrent to let people know that, don't act crazy.
Okay, those cameras connect to the real-time crime center at the sheriff's office. Sheriff Jones.
I do feel as if maybe we could increase, but I also know, too, extra duty is based off volunteer. It's kind of like overtime, but I think they're doing a great job with keeping everyone safe.
Hopefully, them being out here will prevent anything from happening.
Oh, by the way, the last violent incident at a youth football game happened back in 2022, 5/15. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together today.
I sure am. Let's see. Nothing going on in our usual areas where we're used to dealing with congestion this time every afternoon. Of course, it's a holiday. We're not going to have any of that busy traffic of people trying to get home from work. What we are keeping an eye on, though, is the beach. Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach, actually. If you're trying to get on or off of those beaches, we're looking at these bridges here. Pensacola Beach has given us no trouble. If you're trying to get on or off of Pensacola Beach, you're not going to have any problems there. But a couple of times now we've seen some traffic issues if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, and we're dealing with that right now. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight, and the next several days, the rest of your work week, going to be sunny, mostly clear. Highs are going to start creeping up. Tomorrow's is only at 88, but come Friday, we're going to be sitting closer to around 92.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, when do the polls come out? Football polls, Austin?
I believe the AP Top 25 college football poll comes out tomorrow because we've got a college football game between Power 4 teams tonight.
Yeah, I say this because Governor DeSantis wants to see Florida's college football teams recognized for their early successes. DeSantis wrote on X Sunday, four Florida schools should be in the top 25 when those polls come out. The University of Miami beat Notre Dame 27-24. On Saturday, Florida State beat Alabama. Florida beat Long Island University, which really wasn't a game. It was it like 58-0 or something like that?
Oh, which one?
The Florida Gator Long Island.
Yeah, 55-0, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And on Thursday, the University of South Florida beat Boise State and the University of Jacksonville State. UM and UF are the only Florida teams ranked in the current AFCA coaches poll.
All right. Yeah. And listen, I will ease Governor DeSate. Already received a few votes in the preseason poll, just a little bit. And now that they've beaten up a top eight Bama like they did, they should easily be in the top 20. I would assume that at least.
Where do you think Alabama's going to go?
Alabama, you know, it's funny. I was talking to one of our engineers, Lyle. I was talking to him about this earlier this afternoon. I think they're probably going to fall to around 14th or 15th.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Okay, a new school season requirement to help Florida school athletes in place. Teresa Crowley has more on the story on News Radio 92.3.
Football season has a new safety built in. Florida now the first state to require an EKG for all high school athletes. Kids in grades 9 through 12 need an electrocardiogram screen before their first athletic competition. If it's abnormal, they'll be held from play till medically cleared. Governor DeSantis signed the Second Chance Act in honor of a Florida Panhandle high school athlete, Chance Gaynor, who collapsed during a football game last year and died. Sudden cardiac arrest is one of the leading causes of death among student athletes, but it can be detected in 70 to 95% of cases with an EKG. The law also requires every Florida grade, middle, and high school to have at least one defibrillator. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And nearly 30 new state laws are set to take effect in Florida next month. They range from harsher penalties for crimes to flood disclosures and land regulations. The new laws will be taking effect on October 1st.
Still a beautiful afternoon, 84, clear skies. Hope you're having a great wrap-up to your Labor Day. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Florida Republican Congressman Jimmy Patronis reacts to a federal judge's ruling ordering the closure of so-called Alligator Alcatraz. Here's Jimmy.
We worked within the confines of protecting the environment, but also leveraging the natural unhospitableness of the Everglades in order to make this nothing more than a transition center. Again, transition center. This is activist judges that are reacting because the left is pushing their buttons.
And several beaches in Florida placed under advisories this Labor Day due to high bacteria levels. Some of the names included were Port St. Joe Shoreline, Alligator Point Beach, Carabel Beach, and Bahia Honda State Park. They're showing elevated levels associated with fecal contamination. Popular beaches stretching north to Maine and along the Pacific coast from San Diego to L.A. Also under warnings.
Okay, the state of Florida has been busy executing death row inmates. Another execution now be all scheduled up, ready to go. Tom Rigetti has that information.
Victor Tony Jones' execution date has been set for September 30th, the 13th execution scheduled in Florida this year. Another death row defendant, David Pittman, also has his execution scheduled for next month. The state has already executed 11 people this year. The previous high was 8 in 2014. Jones was convicted and sentenced to die in 1993 on 2 counts of first-degree murder. The jury found Jones killed a married couple during a robbery at their business where he was a new employee. The state Supreme Court is scheduled to hear an appeal. An appeal will also likely be filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Just about 5:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Labor Day Monday edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's strength for life.
Happy Labor Day. The Bible declares that a strong work ethic pleases the Lord. However, working too hard can be a poor stewardship of that which the Lord has entrusted to you. We should be hard workers, but not to the complete neglect of our family or to the neglect of our physical, mental, and spiritual health. During the 19th century, when Labor Day was instituted, many people worked 7 days a week, including children, and the workday was typically 12 hours long. Most Americans endured harsh and unsafe working conditions just to try to earn a living. Labor leaders in the late 1800s suggested a Labor Day to show support for America's laborers. God designed us to work, but He also designed us to know when we need rest. Rejoice in how God designed you and hopefully get some much needed rest this Labor Day weekend.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I talked with former 2-time boss of the Blue Angels, Captain Greg McWhirter, about the Navy's decision to no longer require carrier qualifications before it gives pilots their wings of gold. Very interesting decision. Also talked with our Congressman, Jimmy Patronis, about the Minneapolis shooting, the impact of technology that he describes as sticky, and radicalization online in our youth. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got to keep the party moving, like they told you. Keep the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Wait a minute, babe.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Get down with your bad self. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you are. At 5:23, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us on. The Trump administration seeing economic wins, including stock highs and record low gas prices. Madeline Rivera has more on the report.
This Labor Day weekend, the White House putting a focus on tax cuts and new investments in the country as critics nationwide take to the streets to protest wealth disparities. The White House maintains their policies are benefiting the middle class and that nowhere is that more evident, they believe, than at the gas pump. Gas Buddy predicts the average gas price will be $3.15 on Labor Day, the lowest price at the pump since 2020. The president sending out a Labor Day greeting on Truth Social, touching on the tariffs briefly. He says, enjoy your Labor Day weekend, a big year ahead for the USA, maybe the best ever if the tariffs are finally approved by the courts.
Okay, it is 5:24, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, the market's closed today. So I don't have the market numbers in terms of updates for you. But Labor Day weekend celebrates American workers, so we will talk about workers here. But it also marks the unofficial or official, however you look at it, into the summer. Carolyn Elliott has more on the latest on the travel situation.
We know that hearts are breaking across America right now as unfortunately, yes, we are saying goodbye to summer. But hey, what better way to do that than here at Lake Lanier with friends and family? We know that a lot of people are just trying to get that last boat day in, some swimming, or one more road trip before summer ends. We talked to a couple people who came out to soak in all the sunshine they can before that colder weather starts.
I'm pretty sad about it.
We are very, very sad to have to get back into the routine.
A lot of people took full advantage of this last bit of free time.
All right. 5:25, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price straightening out a lot of myths and rumors about that traffic today.
Yeah.
And also in the myths and rumors about Fox Weather putting on their lower graphics that we've got 50% chance of rain here. Which is
not
totally
cool.
No, well, it's wrong. I always say they should be getting these graphics correct on here.
Absolutely.
Because if you're in central or south far, yeah, it's raining.
Yeah.
Look out the window.
Yeah, and if you're not near a window, don't worry. That's what I'm here for.
There you go.
Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on, so we'll scrap that out of the way first. Do have a little bit of backups if you are traveling on the Navarre Beach Bridge, trying to get off the beach onto Navarre Parkway, but it was looking worse earlier, so at least it is decreasing. As for your weather, 85 degrees, sunny, mostly clear this afternoon. That's how it's going to be for the rest of the work week. No chances of rain from what we can see. Tonight's low is going to be 69 degrees. It's the first time in a while that we've seen a temperature with a six in it that wasn't the second number. Also, we've got sunny, mostly clear, as I said, for the rest of the day or rest of the week. The problem with that, though, is we are going to see the highs start to slowly creep back up. Tomorrow's is 88, but come Friday, we're going to be sitting closer to around 92.
Okay, there's another big Powerball jackpot up for grabs this evening. Ready? Worth $1.1 billion.
Is that all?
Dave Anthony has the report.
Somebody, somewhere, could turn a $2 ticket into a fortune tonight. It's the fifth largest jackpot in Powerball history, and the 13th time a lottery prize has topped $1 billion, but the odds are against you. The chances of picking the right numbers on the five white balls and the correct red Powerball number are astronomical. One in 292 million. No one's done it since May 31st. But if someone does tonight, they'll get to choose. 30 annual checks over 29 years, or the cash option, a lump sum one-time payment of around $500 million before taxes. The drawing is at 10:59 p.m. Eastern. If nobody hits the jackpot, it'll grow again, and we'll have another chance Wednesday. Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And at least 800 people are feared dead after a devastating magnitude 6 earthquake rocked eastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. Entire villages were wiped out following the worst quake to hit the country in a decade. Officials say landslides, flooding, mountainous terrain are making it difficult for rescue efforts, and mobile services are limited. A spokesperson with the United States Geological Survey says that there have been at least 5 sizable aftershocks since the initial quake hit late Sunday. The UN has vowed that everything possible will be done to assist those in need.
Well, I really think we're going to hear different versions of this subject matter, but here goes. This is one version. Less than a week after it was announced, bets are already pouring in over every aspect of the biggest engagement announcement this year.
People will bet on anything.
Do I need to say Taylor Swift in this?
Probably not.
You're right. Here's Lillian Wu.
Odds of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce tying the knot by October 31st are 10 to 1 on Polymarket. By December 31st, 7 to 1. Bookmakers have 2026 and beyond as the most likely date for the pair. Bettors are also laying money at 1 to 1 on whether Swift will announce she's pregnant by 2026. Odds on their first baby being named Travis are 5 to 1, and Edward, after Kelce's dad, 9 to 1 on Bet Us. There are even odds on whether Swift will keep her last name. Brother Jason Kelce is the big favorite to be best man with 1 to 5 odds, meaning you have to bet $5 just to win a dollar. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And former Vice President Kamala Harris has lost her Secret Service protection, but the California Highway Patrol may provide security for her. California officials have reportedly given her dignitary status. Governor Gavin Newsom still needs to approve the protection.
Okay, as the height of the hurricane season approaches, the federal agency that runs FEMA says it's ready for the next natural disaster. Grinnell Scott has more.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on CBS Face the Nation said she believes FEMA has been more responsive in the wake of deadly flooding in Texas and New Mexico this year.
We've had people on the ground within hours responding to those families that were in crisis.
A recent letter signed by past and present FEMA employees questioned FEMA's ability to react due to cost-cutting measures. Noem claims those who signed the letter aren't career staffers, but
temporary contract employees who had worked for the Department of Homeland Security for less than a year.
Those signees have been placed on administrative leave. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's never felt better after online speculation about his health. He said as much in a Truth Social post Sunday after spending the weekend golfing. The speculation grew after several days with no public events on the president's schedule.
NHC forecasters are monitoring a wave off of Africa. 50% chance of development as it moves west across the Atlantic. We'll keep you posted on that one, of course. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israel launching strikes across the Gaza Strip as the military presses ahead with a major offensive.
Israeli forces continue to build up in the areas surrounding Gaza City as soldiers prepare to carry out an operation to seize the heavily populated city. Israel says this is one of the last Hamas strongholds, and they have been warning civilians who live there to move south, saying their evacuation is inevitable.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. President Trump says he's awarding Rudy Giuliani the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York City.
This past weekend, Giuliani suffered serious injuries in a car accident in New Hampshire. President Trump called Giuliani a great American patriot and the greatest mayor in New York City's history.
He became a divisive figure, though, during his work with Mr. Trump's personal attorney. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Carrington Harrison with the Sports Minute. Can we all just pump the brakes on Arch Manning? Maybe Arch goes on to be a fantastic NFL quarterback. Maybe he does turn himself into a Heisman winner. He is not one of those prospects right now. We got to keep this in mind. This is a kid that coming into the season threw 95 passes, and 60 of those were against Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State. He just needs more time. We can all just take a step back and say this is a young player, a young prospect, and we'll see how this works itself out. This is Carrington Harrison.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications, an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now.
is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, summer is officially over, and the Blue Angels air shows have just a few months left in the 2025 season. To see them practice, visit the National Naval Aviation Museum on board in AS Pensacola. September practice dates are September 9th, 10th, 16th, and 23rd.
Number two.
Yeah, all heading to that big November reunion show. On base, ready for that one. Pensacola Beach business is reporting increased tourist numbers, but reduced spending this season. Hospitality workers note fewer customers as visitors aren't reaching the restaurants. They're coming across the bridge. They're just not stopping. Rising business costs are impacting profits, and many say sales are way down.
Number three.
And Florida Power and Light opposes a rate proposal from consumer advocacy groups urging the Florida Public Service Commission to deny it. The proposal would cut FPL's original revenue request by about one-third. Meanwhile, the Florida Office of Public Counsel objects to a proposed FPL rate that would raise revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029, calling the increase excessive.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, anglers, today's been a pretty good day for you. Florida's 2025 Gulf Red Snapper season's open daily for the first 2 weeks of this month, then continues three-day weekends and select holidays. It applies to private boats and state-permitted charters without a federal reef fish permit. And then there were the snooks. Yeah, snook season opened today for most counties along Florida's Gulf Coast, allowing anglers to fish from the Panhandle here to Sarasota Bay through November 30th. Now, over on the East Coast, snook harvesting is permitted through December 14th.
And Pensacola police are investigating a shooting early yesterday morning on West Gadsden Street. Police say officers in the area heard the gunfire, then received a ShotSpotter alert with the exact location. Officers responded to 800 West Gadsden, where they found one adult with gunshot wounds. Police say the person's injuries are not life-threatening, and they were taken to a hospital for treatment. So far, there's no word on suspects, and the investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The last Sunday without NFL football meant a few college teams in action opening up their seasons. And that included a closer game than expected between 13th-ranked South Carolina and unranked Virginia Tech, which saw South Carolina only up by 6 in the fourth quarter and looking for a spark.
Jones takes a shot for the track star.
On ESPN, Lenora Sellers showing just why he's such a big-time NFL prospect, delivering that 64-yard touchdown pass as South Carolina does get the win 24-11. Well, less than a month left in the Major League Baseball regular season, the New York Yankees have the best record in the bigs since August 15th, a stretch that saw them pull within just two games of the Toronto Blue Jays for first place in the AL East division. Looking for their eighth win in a row on Sunday, the Yankees were tied with the White Sox in the eighth inning, but Chicago had its young star, Len Sosa, up at the plate.
This one sent to center field. Grisham backing up at the wall. Get out!
On Chicago Sports Network, that would end up being the difference. The Blue Jays, meanwhile, beat the Milwaukee Brewers, meaning Toronto's division lead is back to three games. Also a close race going on in the National League West Division, where the LA Dodgers started Sunday with just a one-game lead over the San Diego Padres. San Diego got blown out by Minnesota, while LA beat Arizona, giving the Dodgers a little bit of breathing room. Checking in now on the American League Wild Card, where the Seattle Mariners were two games up on the Kansas City Royals for the third and final spot. Seattle beat Cleveland, while Kansas City was no match for Detroit Tigers starting pitcher Tarek Skubal.
And a swing and a miss on a changeup.
Courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network Detroit, the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Skubal with seven shutout innings. He lowers his season ERA to 2.18. That's the second best in the bigs. KC now falls three games behind Seattle. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Greg Thompson.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Cowboys making another decision that I'm sure some people would argue is kind of questionable. They are rewarding a member of their secondary with a long-term contract. Dallas is signing Pro Bowl corner Deron Bland to a four-year extension that is reportedly worth $92 million. The deal includes $50 million in guaranteed money and a $22 million signing bonus. The 26-year-old set an NFL record in 2023 by returning five interceptions for touchdowns. But here's the kicker. He was limited to seven games last season because of a stress reaction in his left foot that required surgery. He finished the year with 41 tackles and five pass deflections.
I say he's got a good agent. That's what I say. $50 million guaranteed. Yeah, he's got a good deal for him.
And that's the thing. So the Cowboys have this whole Micah Parsons thing fall through.
Right.
And now they signed a good corner, but they signed him to a very lucrative deal right after he has a surgery that sidelined him for a bit. I don't know. The decisions are questionable. That's all I'm saying. A
lot of bucks. That's what we do know. An Army football player is being held as a hero for his quick action following a car crash in New York. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
Larry Pickett Jr., who plays football at the United States Military Academy at West Point, was caught on video pulling a man from a burning car in Fort Montgomery, New York. Fort Montgomery is about 50 miles north of New York City, where Pickett had been to dinner with his family that evening before they saw the crash's aftermath and he jumped in to help. Video posted by his father on Facebook shows Pickett, known as LJ, running toward the vehicle and pulling a man out of the driver's seat. Just after he moved the man to safety, the vehicle was in flames. Pickett's father says he and his son stayed with the man until first responders arrived. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A former tech executive who killed his elderly mother and then himself was allegedly influenced by ChatGPT. This is a very strange story. I want you to listen to this. Here's Chandler Painter.
Stein Erik Solberg was reportedly influenced by ChatGPT before killing his 83-year-old mother and taking his own life. According to the Wall Street Journal, OpenAI's popular chatbot, which Solberg nicknamed Bobby, apparently fueled his conspiracy theories and paranoia that everyone was turning against him. ChatGPT repeatedly assured the 56-year-old former Yahoo executive that he was sane. In one chat, Solberg alleged that his mother and a friend had tried to poison him by putting a psychedelic drug in the air vents of his car, to which ChatGPT responded this quote, "That's a deeply serious event, Eric. And if it was done by your mother and her friend, that elevates the complexity and betrayal." In one of his final chats with the chatbot, Solberg said, "We will be together in another life and another place, and we'll find a way to realign because you're going to be my best friend again forever."
Here's today's health news.
And the CDC says six rabies deaths have been reported in the last year in the U.S. That's the highest number in years. Wild animals in over a dozen states have experienced a rise in the deadly disease, partly due to shrinking natural habitats. Outbreaks have been reported in Nassau County, New York, which issued a health threat over rabid animals last month, as well as Cape Cod, Massachusetts, parts of Alaska, Arizona, California, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, North Carolina, Oregon, and Vermont.
My heart goes out for Robert Mueller. It's been revealed that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's after the House Oversight announced that they dropped his subpoena. Marianne Rafferty has more on this story.
The GOP-led House Oversight Committee is dropping its request for former FBI Director Robert Mueller to testify in its Jeffrey Epstein investigation. This after Mueller's family revealed he has Parkinson's disease. The 81-year-old was diagnosed in 2021, but only recently began struggling with speech and mobility issues. Mueller rose to prominence for leading the Russia probe into President Trump's 2016 campaign.
And President Trump is calling on pharmaceutical companies to show the public the results of their COVID drugs. In a Truth Social post today, Trump said, "It's very important that the drug companies justify the success of their various drugs." He demanded answers, saying that the CDC is being ripped apart over the question of whether or not the drugs have saved millions of lives.
All right, 545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is looking at your weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
As I so often do, let's see what we got here. We did have some backups earlier this hour if you were trying to get off of the Navarre Beach Bridge, trying to get onto Navarre Parkway, but that has seemingly cleared up. So if you're dealing with any backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. Map's looking pretty clear. As for your weather, sunny, mostly clear out there, 85 degrees. This is how it's going to be for the next several days. No rain in sight. The only difference is we are going to see the highs start to creep up a little bit. Tomorrow's sitting at 88, Wednesday sitting at 89, and come Friday sitting as high as 92.
There you go. Okay, tourists are heading into national parks to celebrate the Labor Day weekend. and we're seeing that play out today. Summer coming to a close. Fox Weather's Robert Ray tells us more from Sedona, Arizona.
Happy Labor Day from Sedona. And if you've never been here, oh my gosh, you need to come. It's one of the most beautiful places in the Southwest. Over 150 million Americans are traveling this holiday season. An amazing time to look back and reflect on almost, a new time as we move into the autumn. Summer essentially over. And folks come to Sedona for a lot of reasons. The red rocks, the landscape, the hiking trails, and what is called a spiritual vortex.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, no one has won the Powerball yet. You gotta kind of put that pause in there yet. Prize up for grabs tonight. $1.1 billion. If you're playing, play wisely. Good luck to you. Carolyn Elliott has the details.
Some random person could walk into a gas station, buy a $2 ticket, and then could become a billionaire, which is why so many people just love this game, right? The prize has an estimated cash value of $498.4 million, which is the game's fifth largest prize ever. Winners will have two different options in getting that money. It can be paid out over 29 years, or you can just get it all at once, which, of course, no surprise there. Is the more popular option.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Build-A-Bear Workshop reported a record first half of the year, boasting new international stores and new plush toys on the horizon. Company leaders told investors that total net revenue for the first half of the fiscal year was up by more than 11% to $252.6 million. Similarly, revenue grew 11% to $124.2 million for the brand's most recent quarter, from May to August. A financial filing shows two NVIDIA customers made up 39% of the company's revenue in its July quarter, raising concerns about the concentration of the chipmaker's clientele. Customer A made up 23% of total revenue, while customer B comprised of 16% of total revenue. NVIDIA said demand for its AI system remains high. YouTube and Fox have announced the companies had reached a deal to keep Fox News, Fox Sports, and other Fox channels available on YouTube TV. The companies had earlier reached a short-term extension to prevent disruptions for YouTube TV subscribers. That's Your Money Now.
548 News Radio 92.3. Nestle has dismissed its chief executive officer over a code of conduct breach. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Swiss food giant Nestle revealing it is dismissing its CEO, Laurent Frachet, effective immediately, citing an investigation that found an alleged inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. In a statement, reps for Nestle call this a necessary decision, noting the behavior violates its code of conduct, adding Nestle's values and governance are strong foundations of our company. Frachet had been CEO since last year. The company says he will be replaced by longtime Nestle executive Philippe Navratil. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, and also going on in the business scene here. Hundreds of thousands spent part of their Labor Day holiday advocating for workers' benefits and protesting President Trump's MAGA agenda. Reportedly, more than 1,000 workers over billionaire events were ranging from marches to picnics in every state. Organizers said the actions needed because billionaires are stealing from working families, destroying our democracy, and building private armies to attack our towns and cities.
Okay, the console war between Microsoft and Sony may be cooling down. Ian Digman has details with Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's an unprecedented shift in strategy as Gears of War Reloaded, owned by Microsoft, makes its way onto Sony's PlayStation.
You could get in a lot of trouble for doing this.
Not anymore. Things have changed.
And the Sony-owned Helldivers 2 finds itself on the Xbox.
Your chance to serve, to fight, and to sacrifice for a freer tomorrow.
This might be the first white flag from both companies in the console war, in which PlayStation has clearly won in terms of console sales. According to financial reports from both Microsoft and Sony, PlayStation 5 has more than doubled the sales of the Xbox. And Konami jumping back into the Metal Gear world, with the highly anticipated stealth game remake, Metal Gear Solid Delta: Snake Eater. Widely considered a masterpiece from director Hideo Kojima, this may be a step towards the future, with Konami dipping their toes back into this world after the contentious split between Kojima and Konami in 2015. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right. And a top White House trade advisor predicting doom and gloom if the Supreme Court were to strike down President Trump's global tariffs. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday such a move would spell the end of the United States. This after a federal appellate court on Friday ruled the tariffs were illegal. The administration is appealing to the high court.
Well, a member of the Federal Reserve Board could learn this week if she keeps her job despite her removal by President Trump. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
During arguments in a D.C. federal court Friday, an attorney for Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook argued President Trump fired Cook not for cause, but to force monetary policy changes. A district court judge is expected to rule this week on a request from Cook to keep her in office as her challenge to the removal plays out. A Justice Department lawyer argues President Trump was well within legal authority to remove Cook for cause following allegations of mortgage fraud the administration says have gone unanswered by Cook. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
But Brown's doing something interesting. UPS begins buyouts of some of its employees. Jeff Manasso has that story.
It's voluntary buyouts for some of UPS's full-time U.S. drivers in part of a broader workforce reduction and network overhaul to close facilities and cut some 20,000 jobs. The buyouts include providing $1,800 per year of service with a minimum payment of $10,000 plus retirement benefits. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters Union has strongly opposed the buyouts as a violation of its national contract. UPS says it is committed to the labor agreement, but that change is needed due to declining package volumes from key customers like Amazon. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Austin, been very busy today making sure that weather's taken care of in local traffic. Beach traffic coming off is what's going on over there.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on. The bridges are the main things we've been keeping eyes on, but both of them are looking clear as well. So if you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. It was sunny, mostly clear today. That's how it's going to be for the rest of your work week. But we are going to see some highs creep up. Tomorrow's high, only 88. But come Friday, it'll be sitting more around 92.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, let me just tell you, my mom is 99 years old, and she'll turn 100 on March 16th next year.
Spring chicken, got it.
She really is, and she's in better health than I am. Let me tell you. Okay, but I wanted to do this story because it's a sweet story. You ready for this? Donald and Bernadette Haller of Glendale, Wisconsin, celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary on Saturday. The two are both 99 years old and have 6 kids, 13 grandkids. They were asked about how they managed to stick together for so long.
Faith in God. We have good faith in God. Well, and, you know, we just rolled with the punches, I guess.
Yeah, the roll with the punches part especially. I mean, because, you know, you always hear about these long-lasting relationships and stuff. There's a lot of ups and downs. No relationship is easy. You know, they got to stand the test of time, so I don't doubt that for a moment.
77 years.
That's hard to imagine.
Way to go, guys.
Absolutely.
That's killer.
And horror hit Weapons is back at the top of the box office. It earned $12.8 million over the four-day Labor Day holiday weekend. That brings its global total up to just over $235 million. Meanwhile, the 50th anniversary re-release of Jaws took a big bite out of the box office to beat out new release Caught Stealing for second place. Jaws earned $9.9 million, while the Austin Butler Zoe Kravitz crime thriller took in $9.6 million.
Okay, it's a baseball story, so stay with me on this one, okay?
Okay.
Swing! And what? A little leaguer from suburban Philadelphia who recently made national headlines now really has something to smile about. You're going to like this story. Dara Algebra has a story.
Call it a home run for karma. Marco Rocco's raised $10,000 thanks to a bat that almost kept him out of a little league tournament. The 12-year-old from Haddonfield, Pennsylvania, tossed that bat in the air to celebrate a home run in a game. That behavior got Marco ejected, a one-game suspension, and a legal battle. A judge ruled Marco would have to sit out the next game, which was in a single elimination tournament. Marco's father, Joe, took Little League to court and got an emergency temporary restraining order, which allowed Rocco to play. This week, that same bat sold for nearly $10,000 at an auction Friday. The money is going to his Little League program. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
My goodness, sounds like an MLB crisis.
It really does, doesn't it?
And it's Labor Day, and that means it's a fashion faux pas to wear white after today. The unofficial rule traces its origins to the Gilded Age, when the wealthy would pack away their whites to protect them from becoming dirty. The idea was also popularized in fashion magazines to switch from a light summer wardrobe to darker clothes for fall. Etiquette expert Emily Post says it's fine to wear white every day and to consider fabric over color based on the current environment.
I like Emily. There you go.
She gets it.
She totally does. She nailed that one, didn't she? I never figured it out. I mean, you know, you got white on, get out of here.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay. There you go. I go with you. There you go. Everybody's just being so
inclusive today.
So nice today. New film is at the top of the movie box office this past, I should say past weekend, but we're going to go weekend since it's the long Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Deborah Valentine has the details for us.
The horror mystery feature Weapons back on top of the box office this week, earning $10.2 million in its fourth week in theaters.
So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different.
The late summer hit has now made $43.5 million domestically overall. In second place this week, just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water. A special 50th anniversary re-release of Jaws made $8.1 million. In third place, the crime caper Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler, which made $7.8 million in its debut weekend. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Powerball, $1.1 billion tonight. 10 o'clock, they make the drawing. Play wisely. Good luck to you. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.